My name is Miranda Penn. I'm 21 years old. Today is the 23rd of November, 2017, and I'm speaking with my granddad, Dale Goss, who is my granddad. We're recording this in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Okay. What's your name and what year were you born, granddad?
Dale Goss. I was born in 1924.
When were you in the military, and what branch did you serve in?
I was in the military from April 1943 to February of 1946. I was in the Army, in the medics.
Why did you join the military?
I was drafted.
Would you have joined the military if you weren't drafted?
I can't answer that question. Probably wouldn't. I was drafted.
Probably not. Okay. Can you tell me about basic training?
There's a lot of close order drills, marching, long, hot hikes. My basic training was in Texas, Camp Barkley. I don't know other than just the usual training the military gives you.
Did you do like medical training?
Yeah, I did that in El Paso, Texas for 2 or 3 months as a surgical technician.
Was that separate from your basic training?
Was that separate? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that after my basic training.
What did you do at the surgical
training?
What did you do there? Like, how did you train for that?
Oh, I don't remember. It was at the William Beaumont General Hospital. We trained in a hospital for whatever the job required.
So I guess that your job in the military
was a surgical technician in a hospital.
What was the hardest part of being in the military?
Hardest part? Nothing really hard. Just I really had no hardest part. It was all just the same.
Did you serve in a war zone? When and where?
Oh, let's see. No, I was never in a combat zone. Which I was assigned to a station hospital. And we were served in Southwest Pacific. New Guinea, the Southwest Pacific. That's about it. Where? When? That was from about January 1944 to. I was there for a couple of years. Returned to the States in January 1946.
Did you serve anywhere else besides New Guinea?
Well, after the war, I was, our outfit was part of the occupation forces in Japan, and we served, went by way of the Philippines for a month and then on to Japan, where I served for 2.5 months, I think, and then I was sent home, discharged. Discharged in February 1946.
What was, like, every day like when you were in the Philippines or New Guinea or Japan?
We worked in our hospital from 7 in the morning till 7 at night. That was the everyday routine. Until we left.
Was it a real, like a real hospital, or was it kind of like a makeshift hospital?
It was a real hospital. We built the hospital.
Did you help build it?
Oh, yes. We had to clear the jungle first, and then we built it.
You cleared the jungle?
Yeah, first. We had to cut all the trees down, make room for the buildings.
So was it like a tent, or was it
no
like...
No tents, no. Just like 50 shelters. And so the building, basic structure, was a picnic shelter, so to speak, and is adapted to whatever service, whatever part of the hospital it was in.
Where did you sleep?
Oh, we slept in tents at the enlisted men had a area where we slept, in pyramidal tents, about six or eight men to a tent.
How big was the tent?
How big?
Yeah.
Probably about 16 feet square.
Did you sleep on like a cot?
Yep, we slept on a cot under a mosquito netting.
Yeah.
It had. We slept under a mosquito netting every night. Our beds were costume rigged so you could hang a mosquito net over it and put it down at night to went to bed.
Did anyone ever get malaria, or did you guys like?
No, I didn't know of any. No, we had to take it was a synthetic quinine called Adderbrin. Little yellow pill. The source of quinine was in the hands of the Japanese. Mm. I think most of it, anyway.
What did you guys eat?
We ate military food. Mostly beans and sea rations, mostly.
Didn't sea rations come with cigarettes in them?
What?
Didn't sea rations come with, didn't they come with like packs of three cigarettes in each sea ration?
Oh no, I don't recall that.
I thought I read that somewhere.
We got our cigarettes if we smoked in the PX. If there was one. They usually had a small section in the hospital where you could buy that stuff.
Can you tell me about some of the people you served with?
Oh, no, just extra GIs, that's all.
Did you keep in touch with any of them once you were out of service?
No.
No?
No.
Were they from your area, or, like, were they from Moon Township, or were they from,
no,
like, all over the country?
No, they're from all over the country.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any favorite memories of any people, or in general?
No, I don't have any favorite memories of anyone in particular. Just all worked as we were assigned, did our duty.
Mm-hmm. Would you serve again if you were given the opportunity?
Well, not really. I'm too old.
What about if you were, like,
still young?
I'd
probably be drafted again. If, if they had a draft. They don't have a draft now, do they?
No, right now they don't. It's all volunteer.
Yeah, we have selected service. Mm-hmm. He was recalled in 52.
Mm-hmm. You were recalled in 52?
Yeah, that's right.
Can you tell me about that? I have never heard that.
Four years after the...
Well, that's significant.
4 years after the World War II ended, the Korean War broke out.
Uh-huh.
America was joined in under the United Nations. Harry Truman was the president then. And I served.
Harry Truman? Harry Truman?
Yeah, I think, yeah, Harry Truman was president.
Mm-hmm.
I think, yeah.
I've never heard about this, so I've actually, like,
and I,
what'd you do?
We were just, I was Fort Lewis, Washington, spent 13 months there. We were just training for different aspects of duty. There was no outfit yet assigned to us, so we, after 13 months, I was discharged back to inactive duty.
So you were just, were you working as a chiropractor? Were you in school?
No.
What were you doing when they recalled you?
I was just living at home doing, working.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't working in any profession.
Do you have any other stories or anything you want to talk about?
Can't think of any right now. Any questions?
Any questions?
He's told some good stories about the transport ships and that kind of stuff.
Talk about the transport ships?
Yeah, they were pretty crowded.
Was this taking you to New Guinea and the Philippines and stuff?
Yeah, we went to New Guinea. This is World War II now.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go overseas during the Korean service.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed in the States then.
But they put you on a big ship and took you?
Troop ship, yeah. It was a cargo ship converted to haul troops instead of cargo, although it hauled cargo too. But we were packed into the ship pretty tight. Bunks were only about 18 or 20 inches apart and slept 5 high. And,
how many people do you think were on the ship?
Probably 500 or 600, maybe 1,000, I don't know. Our unit was in one section of the ship. There were other units in other parts of the ship, so I don't know how many were in that. They're set up.
What did you do all day on the ship?
Oh, let's see. I was assigned to one of the gun tubs, which was on the side of the ship. And 2 hours on and 4 hours off, continuously looking for airplanes or submarines, or signs of any thing of a hazard to the ship. I never saw anything. We never had any trouble. The ship was never challenged by enemy anyway. So it's rather uneventful, but I did that it took us 3 weeks to get to New Guinea, so a couple weeks when I was assigned to that duty.
Do you have any stories about it? Do you remember any of the stories?
I don't know what we ate twice a day.
Not 3 times a day? Just
twice a day. First 3 days I was seasick. Didn't eat anything.
He could tell you the story about his blood being lost and how he got into that unit as opposed to being in the infantry.
Oh.
Can you tell us about that, Commit?
You might repeat it. I don't know.
Yeah. The story about your blood being lost, so you didn't go into the infantry?
Yeah, well, I said undergoing physical examination.
In 42, right? He graduated in 42.
42, yeah. This was in 43 was when I was when it was drafted. But prior to that, you had to go through physical examination and so forth. And I got a letter one day saying they lost my blood, so they couldn't test it. So I was delayed in being drafted, and I had to go through examination again for the service. So as a result of that, I was a month later being drafted than I would have been otherwise.
So otherwise you would have gone into the infantry?
I may have, But when I was at basic training, or at Fort Meade, Maryland, where they, I was inducted, and doing, that's where we were assigned to various parts of the service.
So you were assigned after basic training, or so, during basic training?
No. Before I went to basic training, they had, my record showed that I was originally scheduled to be in the infantry, but while I was at Fort Meade, Maryland, there must have been a call come through for more medics. They crossed out the infantry and wrote in MAD.
So
I bet your mom was happy.
I didn't tell her about it. She wouldn't know.
What was your rank when you got out of the military?
When I got out of the service?
Yeah.
I was a tech sergeant.
An E7?
They didn't have
any.
Yeah, I was
going to
say.
I don't know how to do it, how rated today. It was five stripes, three up and two under tech sergeant.
So E7.
Yeah. And I was that when I was called. And I stayed in the reserve after World War II.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I called back in during the Korean War.
Right. But you never did anything.
I never did anything but
that's true.
Training.
Yeah.
And then I was discharged 13 months later.
After you trained for the Korean War?
Yeah.
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 Did you want to get out of the military, or were they
I always wanted to get out of it. Go home. Some of the fellows stayed in, though. They signed up for service career.
You got your pilot's license?
No, I didn't get the license. I
got flew solo, right?
What?
Did you fly solo out there?
Oh, yeah.
You flew airplanes?
Yeah. There was a fellow in our outfit that was a flight instructor before he was drafted. And he had to have so many hours teaching in order to maintain his rating. So he said to a bunch of us guys, I'll teach you how to fly for nothing if you just rent the airplane. So he found an airport nearby that had airplanes, and we just rented the airplane, and he taught us how to fly. They were just J-3 Cubs, Piper Cubs airplane.
That's cool. Was that a military airplane or just...
No, that was civilian. That was extracurricular when we did all that off when we were off duty.
Right. Did you ever fly after that? Well, you didn't have your license, but...
Yeah. I came home...
Didn't Uncle Jack fly?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I took some flight training, flying lessons later on when I became a civilian again,
mm-hmm.
I think in 1970, sometime in the 70s. But I never got a private license. I had a student pilot's license, which meant I can fly anywhere I wanted to by myself, couldn't take passengers. Mm-hmm. And before I got my private license, we had that gasoline crisis, remember that year? What year was it? 73, 74, somewhere. And nobody could get any gasoline. I couldn't get enough gasoline to travel back and forth to the airport. So I sort of lost interest in.
Yeah. Anyone have any other questions? Anything else you want to say, Kenneth?
No, I can't think of anything else now.
All right. Well, thank you, Grandad.
I hope that satisfies what you need.
That's great, Grandad. Thank you.
I'm sick of everything, though.
That's good. I'm going to end it. All right.